大家好，我是 Becky， 欢迎来到福音英文班。我们今天要学习的内容是 Lesson 77， 77课。首先，我们要先对上节课和以前学过内容进行一个复习。Now, let's review first. First, let's look at the picture. 我们从图片上可以看到这位男士正在干什么？拍照。好，那我来提问。What did he do last weekend? Yes.He took some pictures. 第二幅图，我们可以看到是一群孩子们在爬山。What did they do last weekend? They climbed the mountains. 注意 ,climb 的读音 ,C-L-I-M-B, 那个 B 放在 M 后面是不发音的。climb, 不要读成 climb, 没有。好，第三幅图。哦，我们看到一位小男孩正在吃东西，很开心的样子。What did he do yesterday? He ate some good food. 第四幅图，又唱又跳的这对组合。What did they do last week? They sang and danced. 下面是两个同学正在学中文。What did they do yesterday? They learned Chinese. 很好，我们要用过去式表达的时候注意动词的适当形式。下面我们来做一个游戏。That is called guessing game. 那么图片会有一部分遮挡的部分，大量的使用你的词汇进行猜测。Okay, picture one. We can see two ladies. 我们可以看到两位女士，却不知道她们在做什么。Can you guess? What did they do? Okay, they cleaned the room. Yes, you got it. The picture two, 第二幅图。好，我们看到一群人坐在一起，遮挡了一个部分。Maybe they drank some coffee.But actually, they watched the TV. Okay, picture three. We can see that is the outside space. Yes, they climbed a mountain. And picture four. Three girls, beautiful girls. What did they do last weekend? They sang and danced. Okay. And picture five. Can you guess?What did the man do? Yes. Great. You got it. He took pictures just now. Okay. The last picture. What did the family do? 这一家在做什么? Play chess? Play the chess. Okay. No. Now let's see. Yeah, they had a big dinner together. Great.OK, 下一组四幅图。What did Tom do on his holiday? Can you guess? Yes, he saw some elephants in the zoo. And then what did he do? He rode a boat. Great. And then...He went shopping and bought some presents for his parents. Great. 好，复习就到这里。在使用的时候，我们当描述过去发生的事情，我们要使用一般过去式，谨记动词的变化和读音。Okay, now let's come to our new lesson. 我们来今天的新课文。First, let's look at the picture.From the picture we can see, the boy got something wrong. Yes, he had a toothache. 注意词缀 ,A-C-H-E, ache, 就表示是疼痛的意思。啊，我们以后还会学到比如说头疼 ,headache, 胃疼 ,stomachache, 今天主要是学牙疼 ,toothache, 一颗牙疼。Okay, when you got a toothache,Where should you go? 你会去哪里呢? Yes, we need to see the dentist. 牙医。 dentist. And someone will help you too. 还有谁会帮助你呢？ Yes, great, nurse. 护士也会帮助我们的。好，我们今天就来看一下，今天这位男士牙疼以后是否见到了牙医呢？护士又是怎样帮助他的？ Lesson 77, Terrible Toothache. Okay, first let's listen and answer the questions. First one, what time is it, do you think? 你认为现在可能是几点呢？ Number two, what did the nurse say to the man? 那么护士对这位男士说了哪些话？ Third one, can he wait? 他能不能等待呢？好。
Good morning, Mr. Croft.
Good morning, nurse. I want to see the dentist, please.
Do you have an appointment?
No, I don't.
Is it urgent?
Yes, it is. It's very urgent. I feel awful. I have a terrible toothache.
Can you come at 10 a.m. on Monday, April 24th?
I must see the dentist now, nurse.
The dentist is very busy at the moment. Can you come at 2 p.m.?
That's very late. Can the dentist see me now?
I'm afraid that he can't, Mr. Croft. Can't you wait till this afternoon?
I can wait, but my toothache can't.
Okay, now let's answer the question, the first one. What time is it, do you think? Yes, it's in the morning, maybe 10, maybe 11, but not at the noon. The second one, what did the nurse say? 说了很多，对吧？好，你能记住的有哪些？不错。Is it urgent? 还有哪个？ Do you have appointment? 对，你有预约吗？好，还有吗？ Can you come at 2 p.m.? 下午两点再来，是吗？好，还有吗？好，那我们今天就走进课文，看看护士跟 Mr. Croft 到底展开了怎样的对话呢？好，第一句。
Good morning, Mr. Croft.
Good morning, nurse. I want to see the dentist, please.
注意短语 want to do something. 在这个地方
I want to see, want to do something.
那么 want 我们也直接可以加 something, 它是一个及物动词。比如说 I want some water, 我想喝一些水。但是实际生活中为了表达更礼貌一些，I want to see the dentist. 我们可以换一种方法。对啦，用哪个句子呀？
Could I, may I, could I see the dentist, please?
这样子的话更加委婉一些。好，那么在歌词中 want to, 我们经常还可以用 wanna 来表示。第二句，
Do you have appointment?
你有预约吗？把这个地方的 have 圈起来，那么和它经常搭配的动词词组有 have a good day, 祝你玩的愉快， have lunch, have breakfast, have dinner, 一日三餐，还有 have a bath, have a work, 等等一些活动也是可以用 have 的。那么在本文中 have appointment 是表示预约的意思。那么男士呢显然是没有预约，所以他的回答是 No, I don't.
Is it urgent?
那护士就问他，你没有预约，那你是紧急情况吗？那我们在国外生活的有经验的朋友都知道，做事情呢是要预约的，除非你是特殊情况。那当你打电话的时候，电话的另一端会自动的语音跟你提示，如果是紧急情况，请你拨打911。好，那么这个地方呢，护士就问他 ，Is it urgent? 你是不是紧急情况呀？
Yes, it is. 注意它要重读啊，是表示强调。It is very urgent, 非常的紧急。因为什么紧急呢？后面说原因。I feel awful. 注意 awful 读的时候，哎，我们甚至可以把后舌根多抬起一点哈，让自己确实有一种难受不舒服的感觉。I feel awful. 那 feel 呢？它是一个系动词，它一般后面就加形容词。那这一句话是 I feel awful， 我感觉糟糕极了。因为什么呀 ？I have a terrible toothache， 我有一个严重的牙疼病。那么得了什么病，我们也用 have 来搭配，比如说 have a headache， 头疼 ；have a fever， 发烧，这都是常用的短语。好啦，我们把前面的短语和句子连起来复习一遍。Good morning, Mr. Croft.Good morning, nurse. I want to see the dentist, please. Do you have an appointment?
No, I don't.
Is it urgent?
Yes, it is. It is very urgent. I feel awful. I have a terrible toothache.
然而，故事往下发展，是不是就因为他牙疼得很厉害，没有预约也能够见到医生呢？好，我们继续看。啊，护士给的答案是这样子的。Can you come at 10 a.m. on Monday, April 24th? 你能不能星期一的早晨10点钟，也就是4月24日再来呢？那从图片上我们可以看一下啊，从 calendar 上我们可知现在是4月14日，也就是说你的牙疼要预约10天以后再来看。那对于男士而言，哦，他要说什么呀 ？I must see the dentist now, nurse. 我现在就必须要见牙医。Must， 我必须要见到牙医。那么护士给的解释是这样子的 ：The dentist is very busy at the moment. 什么是 at the moment？ 也就是 now， 现在他很忙。但是呢。因为他的情况看来是很严重啊，护士也给他进行了协调。Can you come at 2 p.m.? 两点再来，这已经是可能是安排到最靠前的位置了。那么看男士怎样回答 ？That is very late. Can the dentist see me now? 很执着地说，太晚了，那个他现在牙医就不能给我看一下吗？用的是 Can the dentist see me now? 这样的语气。那么护士很明确地跟他说 I'm afraid that he can't. 很抱歉他不能 Mr. Croft, can't you wait till this afternoon? 难道您不能等到今天下午吗就男士叹口气说 I can wait, but my toothache can't.我是能等，然而我的牙疼病却不能等。好，那么这样子的回答，不知道故事还会按照怎样的发展呢？那就是说，我们平时要早一些做预约，不然的话真的会遇到这样子的 urgent， 那也没有办法处理了，是吧？好了，现在我们从头到尾的来读一遍，注意朗读的时候要有人物的代入感，什么样的身份会用什么样的语气，怎么样的表达。
Lesson 77 Terrible Toothache Listen to the tape, then answer this question. What time of day is it, do you think?How do you know?
Good morning, Mr. Croft.
Good morning, nurse. I want to see the dentist, please.
Do you have an appointment?
No, I don't.
Is it urgent?
Yes, it is. It's very urgent. I feel awful. I have a terrible toothache.
Can you come at 10 a.m. on Monday, April 24th?
I must see the dentist now, nurse.
The dentist is very busy at the moment. Can you come at 2 p.m.?
That's very late. Can the dentist see me now?
I'm afraid that he can't, Mr. Croft. Can't you wait till this afternoon?
I can wait, but my toothache can't.
Lesson 77, Terrible Toothache. 其实痛苦也并不是那么糟糕的。Aches are not completely terrible. 痛觉是上帝赐给人有益的感觉，它提醒人身体出了问题以后就需要医治了，否则后果会很严重。痛觉就是上帝给人的警报系统，但是不是所有的人都喜欢痛觉，有的人就会滥用止疼药，等于是把上帝给你的警报器关掉了，结果是真正的病得不到及时医治，直到病入膏肓，追悔莫及。如果每天常常使用牙线清洁牙齿和口腔，定期预约去洗牙看牙医，也就不会等到牙痛的时候才急着求医了。我们生命中痛苦的经历也是上帝给我们的警报。人如果聪明，就应该从痛苦中吸取教训，避免下次再犯错。这样每一次失败就会成为下一个成功的基石。正所谓失败是成功之母，所以我想说，痛苦不是糟糕的，但是这需要人勇敢地去面对困境，冷静地面对残局，在危难中保持镇定的态度，用清晰的头脑，最后找到问题所在，之后还要大胆地准确无误地去面对它，除掉自己的这个坏习惯。其实往往这些坏习惯就是罪习，有的时候还需要找一个好的帮手和足够的金钱才能够扭转局面。然而世上这样有魄力又有好运气的人实在是不多。真实的情况往往是这样子的，我们自己不能从每次的失败中正确的总结教训。当困难出现时，我们往往不愿意承认自己身上许多的问题已陷入了困境，然后还有人甚至会去上帝讨价还价，接着在困境中怨天尤人，接下来要么是绝望，要么是埋怨上帝，甚至是否定上帝。这几个阶段过后，我们不知不觉的已经在痛苦中浪费了好多时间了。因为无作为，事情往往会变得越来越糟，以至于无法挽回。这时候再找医生，估计也只有一个结局了，那就是医生只能把我们的坏牙拔掉了。或者事情彻底失败，毫无挽回的可能和必要了。所以我们的经历启示着一个惨痛的事实，痛苦在绝大多数的情况下仍然是糟糕的。但是圣经向我们启示另一个与我们经验相反的真理，掌管世界控制万物的上帝是有能力的，他也常常能把坏事变成好事。上帝在十字架上死后三天复活就是证据，证明了上帝是有能力把这些极端的痛苦、死亡的痛苦变成生命。他又承诺过，使他万事相互效力，让爱他的人得益。所以，我们在痛苦和痛苦的经历，只有这位上帝才能够真正的让我们受益。
上帝就是医治我们身体和生命的大医生。让我们一起祷告。大能的上帝啊，求你在慈爱中怜悯我们，赦免我们的愚钝和犯下一切的罪，拯救我们脱离凶恶，赐给我们智慧，让我们从痛苦的经验教训中学习，并靠着你的恩典有力量胜过苦难，还要服侍人，荣耀都归于你的圣名。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。